Yellow.
Is this Kurt Browning?
Yes.
No way.
Good morning, four-time world champion ice skater.
Oh, did you guys call me from the air? That's risky.
Wow.
Good morning, guys.
Welcome to our risky morning show.
Yeah, I like it. Let me change into something less seeable.
Kurt Browning, along with Dorothy Hamill, will be here Sunday at the Civic Center for Stars on Ice. And say it's not so, why is this your last U.S. tour?
Oh, they told me. That's my idea. It's like Dorothy Hamill is my gold watch. Never expected to tour with Dorothy. And, I'm a little Canadian kid, and Dorothy Hamill was this super, mega legend. And it's just this really great, karmarific love-a-thon out there. And so we are having a lot of fun. It's not my retirement. I still go to China, Korea, and Japan, and Canada, and Europe. I'm still skating.
Canada, where they don't know anything about skating.
Nope, because we don't have to. We're just born with skates on it. Born out west. So I'm a Western kid and met a girl and haven't been able to find my way home.
Hey, Kurt, are you guys giving Dorothy some grief about Dancing with the Stars?
No, not grief. We're actually crossing our fingers for her because having, gone through it with Evan Lysacek and Christy Yamaguchi, we know how hard it is. She doesn't look it. Hold on to something. She's 56 years old.
No!
So I think I've got that number right.
And she still has the same hairdo.
It's so cute. Yeah. She still has the same hairdo and looks good in a small dress at Center Ice.
After the show today, I am going straight out and I'm getting a Dorothy Hamill cut because she's 56 and looks amazing.
May I recommend that you not do that, Lori? No offense. I brought the picture in, I'm not kidding, and I had it done and I cried because it did not look good on me. It looks great on her.
She has a doll, I think, the Dorothy Hamill doll, and I have a voodoo doll.
I've seen Stars on Ice several times. It's one of my favorite shows. It's such a good show. Again, it's this Sunday at the Civic Center. Tickets still available, Ticketmaster.com, or just go to the Civic Center box office.
Do you know what time it is? Because I don't want to be late.
It's thank you. It's 4 o'clock. Don't be late.
Okay, great.
Oh, that's perfect.
You might want to get there at like 3:30 just to practice a little.
Sure thing.
Kurt, at home, when you're not at work, do you wear tight shirts and pants just to feel like you are working?
Over the last 20 years, I've collected a lot of costumes, so I just, who do I want to be today? Zuko or Brick House?
It sounds really echoey where you are right now. Are you in a really big house? You're like a multimillionaire now.
I have a new house that I asked for a fireplace to be built on my deck. So I'm staring at my beautiful big fireplace. I thought at night that I'd be able to turn it on and that I'd have this glowing light. I didn't realize that when you have all the lights on inside your house at night that you can't see the fire. So that's a waste of 2 years of Stars on Ice money right there. Let me tell you. Oh, well.
Awesome. So you said that you moved out there for a girl. Do you have kids?
Yep, sometimes happens. And two boys, 9 and 5.
Aww.
Wow. Okay. Are they?
No.
They don't skate?
No. Not yet. I got to get around to that.
Kurt, when you had hair, did you ever want the Dorothy Hamill bob?
Yeah, of course.
Who didn't?
Well, I wanted the Sean Cassidy look. So that's exactly what my 9-year-old has now. Nice and long, parted down the middle, feather it back. And
it's back, It is back.
You have little ones, so let's talk about what's really important at Stars on Ice. Those really cool things that you can buy, the things that have the fiber optic lights in them. Do they still have that kind of stuff that you can buy?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't been upstairs to the concourse to see if they sell anything that glows in the dark.
I loved that
Kurt Browning glow-in-the-dark stick.
My parents brought me when I was a kid, and I loved it. And if we can't see you, around here in the U.S., what we'll do is take out one of those glossy pictures of you from the program where the ice is suspended in air, and so are you.
You are romantic.
And he's taken.
I know. Damn it.
Okay, Kurt, for Thanksgiving every year, we give away turkeys if you can guess the famous gobble.
And you're famous enough.
Of course you are. Can you gobble like a turkey for us?
Okay. 5.9. Gobble, 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 gobble. Glide, glide, turn. Gobble, 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 gobble. Jump in the air, triple axel. Gobble, gobble, gobble. Brian Butano, get out of my way. Excuse me. Gobble, 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 gobble. Gobble.
Oh, beautiful.
That's freaking awesome.
Kurt, you are very sweet to wake up early this morning. We appreciate your time. Have a great time in Portland for the Stars on Ice show Sunday, 4 o'clock Civic Center. Some tickets still available, Ticketmaster.com. Thank you, Kurt.
Thanks, guys. Now I got to go walk this dog who's staring at me going, who's more important than me? Nobody.
What kind of dog do you have?
gray. It's pound puppy, so I'm not sure. What are you?
I love that.
What are you? Asking him?
What's his name?
Wicket. He looks like an Ewok, so we named him Wicket after one of the Ewoks from Star Wars.
Cute.
Adorable.
I'll stay on the line afterwards and send me an email, and I'll send you a picture, and you can put him on your website.
Okay. That's awesome.
All right, deal.
Yay.
All right, cool.
Okay. And the fireplace.
All right. Bye, Kurt.
Bye, Kurt.
Bye-bye.